There was a Facebook group called Died Suddenly. And when I first went in there, there was about 155,000 people sharing horror stories of their quack scene injuries and the fatalities with their friends, family members. There were healthcare workers sharing their experiences, what they've witnessed, and it was just terrifying. I went in again maybe a few days later. The group had gone from 155,000 people to 177,000 people. And then I shared it on Telegram on several groups that have like 50,000 people in one, 20,000 people in another. And I've shared it in at least 50 groups like that. And anyway, that group just blew up in the numbers on Facebook. Next thing you know, they took it down. And so if you get on Telegram now and you type, anyway, I just want to tell everyone to get on Telegram because you're not seeing the truth anywhere on mainstream. It's being censored everywhere on Facebook, YouTube, all of that stuff. I mean, you can catch little tidbits here and there, but if you really want to find out what's going on, get on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, and especially Telegram, because of the groups, because of the videos, the photos and everything is being shared, you know, where you can't see it pretty much anywhere else. It's hard to find stuff that, and if you come into my group, we do not consent. You're going to see a whole lot. Go into the media, go into the archives, and you're going to see it all. Everything that you have not been told, even not been given informed consent, which is required by law, and it's not been provided to people that have taken these quack scenes, unfortunately, that have suffered terribly. And my heart just goes out to everyone that's suffering going through all of this. Because I know people wanted to do what they felt was the right thing and wanted to protect themselves, their family members, their friends from this alleged contagion. But there's just so much evidence now that has come out, and it's almost as if half of the world knows and the other half doesn't. It's like half of us are seeing all of this and the other just are not. They're just completely oblivious to what's going on. So it's such a disconnect, and I'm just trying to bridge the gap and help people to see what's really happening. So this is from, anyway, go into the Telegram app. Download it to your phone or however you get on there, on your desktop, laptop, whatever, and just search Died Suddenly and get into the groups too, because there's maybe three or four, I think, that have started. So people are starting to get on those groups now. So, and there's plenty of other groups that I can add you to if you come into my group or message me or something. I'll add you to all the groups I'm in. I'm in so many. Or, you know, and actually, if you just look through my link section, you will see I've posted links to a lot of the groups that I'm in so that you can just add yourself. But here we go. Here is what a nurse wrote. I am also a nurse in an ICU. I have never seen so many strokes, blood clots, heart attacks in my career as much as I have the past year and a half. Young people in their 30s having open heart surgery, 40 to 50 year olds with strokes and no reason to have one in their medical history except the jab. I've seen that whatever existing comorbidities you had get tenfold worse with each jab, kidney failure, IBS, liver failure, etc. I am not jabbed and went through hell during 2021 with the mandate. I was pulled into compliance for speaking out against vaccines and watched daily as nurses and doctors all around me ridiculed patients for not being jabbed. They deserved COVID. Should have got your shot and you wouldn't be sick, on and on. Now this year, every single one of them has been sick with COVID at one time or another. I've never had it. I refuse to leave my job on this principle. I will stay and be the beacon of truth that won't stop spouting off no matter who it makes uncomfortable, etc. The healthcare industry is so brainwashed. It's a miracle I'm awake like I am. And I make it my personal mission to keep spreading truth and wake as many people up as I can. During 2020, I talked to patients about remdesivir and how I would never take it and saved a lot of people from taking it. And also, the very same people that promote the vaccines deleted the Facebook group called Died Suddenly News. We moved on Telegram forever, joined the group now. So anyway, there's a few of those groups on Telegram. I'm not sure, you know, which one is from that particular group, but they're all pretty much growing. So there's one that has more members than others. There's one that has a few thousand members or something like that, or maybe 3,000 or 4,000. And then the rest, not as many. But I just joined all of them because, you know, you can get good information out of all of them. And I highly recommend everyone to join my group as well, because you're going to see the information that's been hidden all this time, because I've been preserving it, and there's other people sharing information too. And that's all I have to say about that. Oh, there's also a documentary by Stu Peters called Died Suddenly that's coming out this month. I posted the trailer for that on my Rumble. And there's so many documentaries coming out now. And I've actually posted a few in the Telegram group. One that is interesting to watch is called The Big Reset. I just posted that one recently. And there's some great ones also by Hibbler Productions and some others. So they're exposing this entire fraud, and that's what it's been. It's been a psychological operation, crimes against humanity, and people really need to understand the truth now. Because we're going into year number 3 of this. And I feel it's going to be a difficult one for many, unfortunately. Especially the people that are not aware of what's happening. I'm going to post a link to an album that I started of things that people can do to try to detox these heavy metals and poisons out of their system. I highly recommend drinking a lot of celery juice, just pure organic foods, avoid any junk, avoid processed food as much as you can, just drink, you know, stay hydrated. I mean, some of this stuff is very, look up the heavy metal detoxes. I've posted a whole bunch of them in, my Love Heal Unite Telegram group. If you look, there's a lot of posts in there, but there's quite a few detoxes and tips for healing and health.